Welcome to the Adonis Index podcast. I'm John Barbin. With me is Cody Johnson. He came first in our latest transformation contest. Go over to the blog, adonisindex.com, and check out his pictures if you're just listening on iTunes. So well done, and your pictures look great. So let's get your backstory first, like how you arrived at our system.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, John. The Adonis community. How y'all doing? Let's see. I've been, I guess, weight training for about 6 years now. Let's say for probably the last three, I've kind of known a little bit more what I've been doing. And then I've kind of run the gamut, like a lot of guys, jumping from one program to another.
So where'd you get your programs?
It was first I just kind of did whatever I thought, you know, what made sense. Well, at least what I thought made sense. And then I jumped to like Body for Life.
Okay. Yeah.
Did that for a while. I kind of like the break between upper body, lower body. That was pretty nice. I like that idea. And then from there, because I didn't see results per se in terms of fat loss, which is has always been the problem. Mm-hmm. I jumped over, I think P90X then. And then obviously, I mean, I enjoyed the workouts there, but again, it was hard for me to follow the diet per se. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see the results. So there probably were results in terms of muscle gain or, you know, things along that line. But like, you know, if
so
you never
was,
see
what
it.
What was with the diet? Okay, so that comes with a diet. I don't know enough about that product. Do you remember what?
You know, the diet itself, as it's laid out, is probably okay. Mm-hmm. It's probably just like every other diet, you know, that you can run into, you know.
Yeah, like if you follow it, it should work, right?
Yeah. It's kind of a thousand different ways to say, you know, eat less.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's the problem of it falling into a certain category. Like, you know, let's say the beginning of P90X, there's a strong most of your calories are protein. Mm. So it's very regimented how many fruits you can have, you know, how much dairy you can have. Unless you're on full scale with everybody in your family who's kind of doing that same thing or that you're eating with.
Yeah, practicality-wise, it's just real hard to fit it into a real life.
Right, yeah. So that's that was my problem there. Mm-hmm. And after that, I did the Insanity workout.
Okay, yeah, so you're just hitting all the really intense ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the big ones. And then, you know, they're all – and, you know, they're all great for what they do, but it's again the diet. So from there, I kind of messed around with that for a while. When I was doing Insanity, that's, you know, more cardio aerobic based. I was still hitting the gym probably four times a week. You know, just kind of messing around.
Yeah. So you're kind of just freestyling it on weights, like whatever you want.
Oh yeah. I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
And then let's see. I guess my transition over to the Adonis, I kind of remember it as it kind of laid out. Well, one day I was messing around and I was on Men's Health, and I saw up there on top they had a little banner for the 8-hour diet. This is before it actually came out. And I checked out the little post that they had on there. And there were a lot of comments from the guys that were saying basically this is lean gains from
yeah,
Martin Berkowitz.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, well, let's go check out lean gains. And when I got over, I went over there and I just kind of devoured everything he had written. I really liked his, you know, the idea. And that's where I was introduced to the intermittent fasting.
Mm-hmm.
The six, kind of 16-8, 16-hour window,
mm-hmm.
And then 8-hour window of eating. And then Martin really likes Brad, so you know he recommends you know the Eat Stop Eat. Mm-hmm. So then I went over to Brad's website, kind of or his blog rather, just kind of got everything you know he was saying. And then I remember I was just looking for I heard like Brad was doing some podcasts, mm-hmm. and I was looking for Brad Pilon audio on Google, and I think that's how I actually came to y'all.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Everyone's got a different story how they sort of arrived at it. So that was like, do you remember when that was?
Let's see, that was probably in January, the beginning of, well, no, probably about towards the end of January, actually.
Oh, this year.
Because I remember I got on there, and this, I mean, what I love about y'all's approach is the podcast, the banter back between you and Brad and other Brad, mm-hmm. and then the way that you know you can ask a question and it can rabbit hole down another avenue, and just you know it's just kind of a banter back and forth. I like that. Mm-hmm. Rather than a lecture per
right.
se.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
And then like I was sold because I really liked what y'all were saying in terms of like the approach should be easy. I've always tried to make it harder than it should be. Mm-hmm. And I guess the easiness of it. Or the simpleness, not easy, but the simpleness
of it. Yeah,
simple.
It's still challenging, but simple.
Right. Yeah. So that's where I guess that's where I was sold, and I think I ordered the Adonis Index, and the next week, the contest started.
Right. So you just jumped, and then you just was that like, you just figured why not just give it a shot?
Yeah, let's go at it. I was already sold on the fasting. You know, I took that up like really quick. I love that idea. I never like breakfast. I'm not a big fan of breakfast foods. They always make me tired. So like I started the fasting and the 16-8, and I was like, you know, actually I felt like I could push this further in terms of everyday fasting. Yeah.
So you start with Martin's stuff, then you read Brad's Eat, Stop, Eat. What'd you do? Did you stick with like the 16-8, or did you switch to the 24s, or what'd you do?
What happened was like I like the idea of the fasting. One thing I won't say I don't like about the lean gains, but like what made it a little bit harder was the carb cycling that you would do kind of every other day, high day of carb. And you know,
I have to admit, I've never even read his stuff. So what's that part?
Basically, there's kind of like y'all's program, just kind of like three different. There's the kind of a body recomp. There's a fat loss, and there's a muscle gain. It's essentially 3 days of working out per week. Really heavy stuff. There's no light stuff. And basically, on your workout days, you have a high carb, high protein. It's all high protein. Mm-hmm. But on the workout day, you would have a high carb, and a non workout day, you would have a low carb but high fat.
I see. So I see. So carbohydrates alternates. Match workouts.
Right. Yeah. And it kind of and you know obviously you'd have.
Did you actually like give it an honest go for a while?
Yeah, I really did.
Or do you have any sense of did it matter? Like, did you actually notice? It'd be really hard because then can you think of what it felt like to not do the carb cycling with your? You see what I'm saying? Like, could you tell if that had an effect or if it was like more hassle than it was worth?
For me, it was more hassle than it was worth. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like to go high carb, I didn't have exponentially more energy in the gym. So, like, on, I don't know. Like I just I'm sure it's a great program in terms of the calories though. It was still kind of the I was kind of doing trying to do a body recomp. So the fat loss there was probably so slow that that's probably why I jumped from that program.
Oh, at some point you just got impatient, right?
Yeah, essentially. But also, I personally wanted to find something easier than to think about, you know, am I going to work out today? And then, and that's going to dictate everything I'm going to eat.
Yeah, it's like the workout day becomes like double the hassle.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear you. All right, so then you pick up R-Step. What did you just do the first program? What'd you do?
Actually, I actually didn't follow the program per se in terms of like the breakdown. Just because I have different workout partners that I work out with. My workout times were different, and the place where I actually work out is, you know, one of the kind of big box $10 a month places.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say it, but yeah, I work out one of those. So there's like 50 million people there. And so since I was kind of working out with different people, I decided to incorporate a lot of the concepts that I saw, you know, in y'all's program. Like for example, sets of 21 was something totally foreign to me. And that was pretty neat to go through. Having workouts where I was doing the 21 reps or something.
Right. Yeah. And how? Okay. So then, how much of what you saw with our stuff did you adapt? Oh, were your training partners resistant to it?
No, not really, because the same training partners I have been with, it was basically my brother and another friend. They usually let me take kind of the lead in terms of doing. So, and I've always for a while now I've kind of been going really heavy, at least for me, relative to me, I guess. But I think it was a nice change of pace to do higher rep things.
Sure.
It was pretty eye-opening to me. You know, I mean, you've said before that, you know, the first 10, 15, you know, what am I doing? And then it's the last, you know, five that gets, like, pretty hard.
Those higher rep sets, you flow through the first two-thirds, no problem. And then the last few are the ones where it all really starts to pinch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which programs were you specifically looking through? Like, did you use – you say you incorporated concepts, like were you still doing a bodybuilding split or were you kind of doing, cause our
that,
stuff,
that was another
with,
thing.
With our stuff, you do a lot of the same muscle groups over and over again. Did you adopt that or?
That was also another kind of, revelation to me was the idea of doing the same body part 2 days, in a row, you know, first being primary, then a secondary or whatever, however it fell. Mm-hmm. But, you know, actually working the same muscle 2 days in a row, because before then, you know, that was wholly taboo.
So you were strictly doing bodybuilding splits before that?
Yeah.
So if you did chest today, you wouldn't do anything that would work chest tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was usually tricep, chest.
I'm sure everyone's familiar. But with our stuff, you can end up doing chest 4 days in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like it. Yeah. I mean, to know that it was liberating to know that you could do that. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, you know, I wasn't working against myself in doing that.
Okay. Was there a specific program you were looking through or did you like, how did you like, cause you kind of did a hybrid then, right? You did some of our stuff and some of your stuff.
Yeah. It's basically, I read through kind of the 12, the 3.1. Mm-hmm. It's I went through the different modules of that, and I even checked out the Rage stuff, and just incorporated what I thought would be a good idea. Honestly, to tell you the truth, if I actually had, pushed it to do the actual workouts as they're laid out, I probably would have had better gains in terms of muscle. And I think that's the plan next time. Actually, the day that I submitted my pictures, my brother signed up for Adonis, and another guy did too.
Oh, good.
So I think that's the plan going forward. Yeah.
So, okay, I got a question for you. Why didn't you wholly adopt the workouts, but only sort of, what was the, was there, did you just still not trust it? Like, why didn't you just do them as completely laid out versus, like, you're, like, it's great that it worked for you. But like, what kind of held you back from just literally just going set for set, rep for rep?
I guess the things I had mentioned before, like the other guys that I mean, I wasn't very consistent with those guys. Like sometimes it would be this guy, sometimes it would be that guy. That was one reason.
Oh, your training partner. Right, I got you. Right, yeah.
Yeah, and then usually I try to I don't like to, well, like I said, I go to Planet Fitness, and at essentially 6 o'clock.
Oh, at high time.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, just, that's just how it falls. With I would meet my brother there after work.
Yeah,
So,
I got you.
it's just how it fell. It's not optimal, but I mean, that's just how it is. I was probably just stubborn as well. Just dumb.
So moving forward then, what do you that's pretty funny. Well, I mean, it's still obviously it still worked for you. So, like,
Oh,
how
appreciate
consistently were you
it.
going? How consistently were you going to the gym?
Yeah.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
How consistently were you going to the gym?
I like to go to the gym a lot. So, usually about 6 times a week.
Okay, yeah.
It's actually hard. I guess I'm kind of like a lot of guys. It's hard for me to step away from the gym. I just like to be in the atmosphere. Yeah, usually about 6 times a week. Like a lot of guys, I don't really like cardio. There towards the end of the contest, I did incorporate a little bit of walking at an incline at the gym. But that was more because I had a book I wanted to read. It's
Right.
not really for I guess the weight loss
Yeah,
aspect of
calorie
cardio.
burn, so to speak.
Yeah, just something to do.
Yeah. And then, well, I mean, yeah, I guess it all worked out for you. So that's pretty high volume though, if you're going like 5 or 6 times a week. That's, not everyone gets in that often.
Yeah, it just kind of fell like that. Sometimes I'd have to, like a lot of guys who listen, I have a shoulder injury. So like after a while, it was kind of dependent on how my shoulder felt.
Yeah. Did you have to just work your way around, like different exercises, different take things in and
Yeah.
out? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it got to, you'd get in there and start messing around, and then it kind of flare up a little bit, and he's like, "Oh, I'm done.
Yeah, you're done for the day.
Go home."
At least on upper body, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way. If it's weird because if the joint just doesn't want to go that day, you can't do anything about it. But tomorrow it could be fine.
Yeah,
That
yeah.
bugs me. That happens. I get that in a shoulder and I get that in a knee. But
Yeah.
it just isn't going to happen that day. And it feels like that's it. You can never do that exercise ever again. It feels that bad. And then the next day you
Yeah.
can do it just fine. I don't
Yeah.
no idea why that happens, but it just happens. And that's what I tell
Yeah, I mean,
everyone.
it's like.
If it hurts, just put the weights down and just come back to it another day.
Yeah, my arm's about to fall off, so I should probably stop.
Yeah, well, it's just, yeah. Especially if it's a joint pain. Like, muscle pain's
Yeah.
one thing, but if it's in the joint, that's like real. You really have to stop right then because you're just going to make every rep after that will just keep making it worse.
Yeah. The same thing. I have the same thing for my knee. I don't know why, but one of my knees just pops
Yeah.
whenever I do squats, and it's just So what's that noise? It's my knee.
Mine sound like bubble wrap, like popsicle wrap. Well, as long as it
That's
doesn't
not good.
hurt, though, right? Sound like creaks and funny noises and stuff. Any physician I've ever talked to or physiatrist are like, noise is fine, pain is your guide. So it doesn't matter if you have
Oh, okay.
noisy joints. And even some amount of pressure is okay, but pain is your anything that leads or that like, actual acute pain is how you know to stop. And
I just
then,
figured it shouldn't be making a noise. I don't
just everybody's joints are noisy. The older you get, the noisier they get.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. So moving forward, what's the plan?
Well, actually, well, the plan is after this week, I'm gonna take a cruise and come back from that. Probably be 10 pounds heavier, but then we're
Oh,
gonna
you're just gonna enjoy yourself, eh? You might as well.
Get all fat. And then when we get back, I'll just probably hit the workouts as they're laid out, because now, the two other guys that, my brother and another fella, they're on the Adonis stuff now. So like they're I guess
They're all in.
I
So
guess,
why
I'm
don't we?
sold them on it.
Yeah, which program do you think you're gonna go, or you don't even know yet?
Don't even know yet, but probably just gonna actually go through the 12-week, the 3.1,
The first
and then
12 weeks. Yeah, gotcha.
Because I'll be essentially starting with those guys.
Oh, I see. So yeah, well, so you'll just go back and revisit it, right? No, that'll be
Actually,
cool. You gonna get them to enter the next contest?
hey, yeah, that's plan.
Oh, it is.
We'll
Okay, good, good.
see.
So, well, I mean, you can't because you can't. There's just
Yeah.
it's that's you're done. Like now you got to just keep improving. But
Yeah.
you should definitely sort of mentor them through the next one. That would be cool.
Yeah, actually, well, I've kind of started doing that with, that definitely, I get a lot of questions now.
Oh yeah. Yeah, has that happened? Like at what point did people start coming up?
I was ready, had all my answers, and like it never really happened. Other than the guys that I was already working out with.
Oh, I see.
Like I didn't, I kept waiting. I kept waiting for the all these questions. People were gonna say, I see you're getting, thinner, you're looking a little bit better. And then just never happened. But like when I actually sent my pictures in, I showed them to a few people, and they, then they asked the questions. But I wear a lot of back clothes, so a lot of, I guess, people didn't really see that.
Yeah, the clothing effect is no, you can't tell through clothes. Like a room full of guys at like their Adonis ratio is just dressed, normal. Just looks like a room full of dudes. Like it doesn't look. You can't tell through clothes. You really can't. I mean, it would just look like a bunch of normal. I wouldn't even say like exceptionally in shape. Just normal, unless your clothes are so well fitting that it shows off your. I mean, yeah, I guess it's an artifact of how well-fitting your clothes are. And if you're in good enough shape, you can get all your clothes tailored to show off your body, but you actually have to go out of your way to tailor your clothes. Which is 'cause most clothing, like most shirts that fit a developed chest and shoulder and back kind of tent, they kind of they don't they're too big around the waist, like they all have to be taken in 'cause very few guys are actually shaped that way. At least as far as clothing manufacturers never make clothes that taper like with like a golden shape. They would never taper that way. So anything that you can find that fits upper body, you end up having to take in at the waist. Otherwise, you just look like a cylinder, right? Like you can never actually see that you have like a taper. So yeah, it's like,
We're in a movement.
pardon me?
No.
It's like wearing a muumuu. Yeah, kinda. Well, and that's like why like really big bodybuilders look obese. Because in clothing, anything that fits their enormous upper bodies is super huge around their waist because it has to get around their upper body. And then they just look like anybody who's obese because you can't tell that they have a smaller waist than their upper body. So it's a bit of a catch-22. Anyone who's that big, you could never ever really perceive that they're in shape unless everything's custom made, like custom tailored. So, but that's one of the things you got to do. Like we do it. Like you have to get your clothes tailored, otherwise it kind of like defeats half the purpose. Like yeah, with your obviously shirt off you look good, but then you also want to look good in your clothes.
I've had to definitely buy a lot more clothes than I can. Yeah, now I'm in mediums and smalls, of course, depending upon, the
brand.
producer of the shirt, but which is, pretty nice.
Well, how tall are you?
I'm 5'6" on a good
Yeah,
day.
so I mean, it would be really rare for you to be in a large, regardless. Like,
Yeah,
I'm six
yeah.
foot tall
I
and
was
I.
in them before.
What's that?
I was in them before.
Yeah, well, I'm 6 foot tall and
Definitely.
I barely wear anything in large, depending on the manufacturer. But I would say I'm essentially a medium, and then in some brands a large. But yeah,
Yeah.
it's just we're not, you just don't need to. You just don't need to take up that much space. Was that? Oh yeah. Speaking of that, well, so what was your finishing body weight?
I was on the day I took my pictures, I was 153. I started at 172.
152, that's a good weight for you. And then how did that, did you have any inkling that that's how much you'd weigh, or did you care?
Before then, somebody told me that I was like a lot of guys. I just thought like I was gonna be like 180, but like I was gonna lose all this fat and just it would be all muscle,
Yeah.
And then
How tall are you?
that was
Five
dumb.
six?
Yeah, five
And you
six.
thought you'd be 180.
Yeah, I'm just dumb.
Yeah, I'm 180 in my pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a horse. You're a big
Well,
guy.
I'm 6 inches taller than you, so my God, you'd look like a pro bodybuilder at that weight.
So I guess I had that in my mind. Like I never had an idea that I would be anywhere in like the 50, 150 before. And I think I'm gonna try to lose a little bit more. We'll see. I might hit 140 something, but we'll see.
Now you did, was that difficult for you to accept, or you just kind of where did you learn that in our community when other like the permission to be light thing, like other guys explaining that it's just not going to be as much as you think?
That too was like a. I mean, I never thought about that. The idea of being light. Or so-called light, I guess that's a relative term,
Well, lighter than all
but
of our mythical target of 200 and up.
yeah, right, yeah, behemoth. The idea of like me in 150s was just totally foreign to me until I started. I kind of dropped the majority weight in the first 2 months, and then as I kind of moved forward, and it kind of obviously slowed down. But like the 153, I was surprised by that.
And then, do you like the way it looks? Yeah,
Yeah. I mean,
obviously.
I guess I'm kind of one of these guys who looks at a picture of myself now, and I'm like, well, the first thing I see is places that need to be improved.
Yeah, you're
So,
always your worst critic, yeah.
right, yeah. So
Okay, well
like.
that's the that okay, so but that's interesting. Considering that, and a lot of people will relate to that. Can you, for a moment, put the self-critic on hold and also appreciate how far you've gotten, like what condition, like how good your condition actually is?
Yeah, and I think you've pointed to this before, like pictures of yourself at different times. You objectively stand back and like look at yourself, and that's what I was like 3 months ago. That's what I am like today, and obviously there is a big difference. But I think just taking pictures at intervals really helped me to I guess notice the big differences.
And now, what do you think you'll roll forward? Do you find that's a useful enough tool to maybe kind of do that on a yearly basis or semi-yearly basis now, just to keep yourself sort of, to kind of keep the self-critic at bay? Like, no, I'm still doing okay if you just continue to do pictures.
That's like every once in a, now about once a week I'll just take a quick shot and just kind of just see. And I know I'm not gonna gain or lose a lot in a week, but just to see where I am.
Oh man,
So
that would be
now,
awesome
yeah,
if you build up
it's
a.
easy enough to just go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's just easy enough to just snap it with you your cell phone and just to see.
Yeah. Yeah, over time, that would be awesome to have a database of tracking it over time.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, we recommend like one or two picture actual photo shoots a year for maintenance. We just finished an uncensored podcast. It's not ready yet. We just finished recording it, but that's what we came to a conclusion of. Like someone like yourself who doesn't have a major transformation left in you, now it's just sort of hold on and just be, just
Keep
roll
going
from
at it.
here. And so where's the motivation? The motivation's a couple photo shoots a year. We've determined that people still need a target to hit no matter what. We've yet to see anyone do maintenance just day to day. Like maybe what you're doing is a new thing, like a weekly pick or something, but we haven't found anyone who's come up with like a good answer for. Like everyone keeps asking us, "What do I do now? What do I do now?" I don't know. Like I don't. They want to start a marathon, or they want to start. I'm like, no, you don't want to do those things. You're just trying to sub in a new target and a new goal because after the contest, a lot of people are riding a high. They're motivated, and that day, right? You know this. Like the contest keeps you motivated every day, but
Right,
then it's
yeah.
over, and you're like, well, now what? And then.
Yeah.
And I have no answer for anybody. Like, I don't know what. Like, I just told you can't be in our next contest because you just, what are you going to transform again? Like, it's transform from what? Like, and that's actually not a good thing if you've backslid enough to win another transformation contest. Now it's just try to stay there. And so my only answer to people is book another photo shoot and literally book, not just with friends, like book it with a photographer. So there's something on the line. Like you have to get to that shoot. And that's your
Right.
motivation to stay in shape throughout over time. And it's
Sounds good to me.
another great round of pics of yourself. I mean, I don't know what else to say to people. I think that's just that's what me and Pilon do, so I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, it sounds like you got a plan in place then, and you're going to have, I guess, you're going to be coaching. You're going to literally have two guys in this next contest.
Oh yeah, we're gonna shoot for it and a couple girls.
Oh, yeah? You got some girls on the Venus side?
Like I kind of just push everybody to your site now. Anybody who has any questions, like I generally tell people to, I mean, just go listen to the podcast. A good number of your questions will probably be answered in the podcast. And like I even tell the guys, like, hey, jump over to the Venus Index podcast. I really enjoyed those. I think you had some really early ones. Where you're talking about, I think you might also have this on the guy's side, but I initially heard it on the girl's, the woman's side, of the, I guess, miscalculation of calories, coming in and then miscalculation of calories going out.
Oh, right,
That
yeah.
really helped me. I send all the guys to the, to specifically those two, but just, check out the Venus Index stuff too.
Overestimate what you've eaten and underestimate what you've burned. And
Right,
those two things alone will save you so much heartache on your dieting.
yeah, and that's essentially kind of what I did with, I guess, with my dieting. And I factored those two things in, and then obviously I didn't really count any of the calories, let's say, that I burned in cardio or weight training. Like that didn't factor into my calorie.
Oh yeah, you did that too, right? So you just assumed like whatever your suggested BMR was, that's more or less how you assumed to figure out how much to eat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Yeah, and
okay.
then yeah, I subtracted a good number off of that.
Yeah.
First 2 months are a really big number.
It's a slippery slope if you start assuming you're burning a certain amount of calories exercising and then you don't actually get to the degree of exercise, like you don't exercise as much as you think, or not as intensely, or you completely miss a day, but you still sort of imagine in your head that you burn. Like it's easy to start tricking yourself that you burn more than you have. So that's why we add in all of those like counter assumptions, because your mind's gonna play tricks on you in the other direction. I know it sounds a little weird, but it's true. It's like because you always want to eat more. We all want to eat more, and then when you start working out more, you somehow justify yourself. You burned 1,000 calories instead of 200.
The one thing, I know my mind would play tricks on me, so I needed, like, I would use, like, let's say MyFitnessPal or I guess any of the calorie counting things, but I needed a concrete number to look at and say, once I hit that number, I was like, I'm done. I'm just done for the day. Cause I mean,
Couldn't be a sliding number.
Right.
No, I hear you. All right, well, that's pretty good. You got any final advice then? For any of the new guys?
For any of the new guys, huh?
Well, new guys listening, like a new guy who hasn't entered a contest or hasn't been around the program for a long time. What?
In terms of the weight training?
No, man. Like in terms of either entering a contest or what, you know, what's your best piece of advice from the experience the past 12 weeks?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, like the contest, it was definitely good to have a firm date to shoot for. I knew it was coming, and like I guess I couldn't really play around with, you know, I'll do this later because I have a date coming up. You know, it's coming up in 12 weeks, so I just have to go at it from there. I guess that's what I would say for the new guys, in terms of, I guess, shooting for a goal.
Yeah. So
just
do it. You're suggesting just do it, whether or not you're in the contest, hit a date.
Yeah. Well, I guess the pictures where other people would be able to view, I guess, the accountability of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that definitely plays heavy in my mind, and I guess it would probably play heavy in a lot of people's minds, especially if you know if you have revealed that you are shooting for this thing to other people. You know, that's definitely because now you're kind of not accountable, but you know those other people know, and they want to see your results. Yeah.
So you haven't, you're not keeping it to yourself. Yeah, you're revealing it publicly. Yeah, and a lot of people have said the same thing. Once you step out into the light there in the with the before, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to give this a try.
Yeah.
It's not just you against you. You're not just giving up on yourself. You're kind of giving up in front of everybody. So
yeah,
that's the scary picture is the before, not the after.
Yeah.
Yeah, for all kinds of reasons. People don't like the way it looks, but it's also an admission that you're going to give it a try. Now you're on the hook. Now other people can see if you're going to win or like not win, but make it or fail. And that's not and that's kind of the wrong attitude. The idea is you just try. It doesn't even matter if you only change a little bit. The point is you throw it out there and you try. And so
yeah,
I think that's the most important part.
I think for me, one thing that I had to deal with initially, I know you've talked about this before, but I had to determine if this was for me or for others. In terms of, I've been throwing around the idea of doing some kind of personal training. I know there's 50 million, you know, the guys out there that do, say, the training, but I've been wanting to, you know, think about going down that. That's kind of a second career.
Oh, okay.
And I see so many trainers that, like, I don't want to look like you. So I guess I wanted to look the part of a trainer. And actually have something that people should or would want to strive for. So I had to deal with, like, was this for me or was it for others? And then about halfway through the contest, I kind of realized it's kind of a false dichotomy because it doesn't have to be me or them. It could be a kind of a both and. It's me for them.
Yeah, gotcha.
I guess I came to that realization.
Well, that's good. And now you basically have people you're coaching.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and it happens to a lot of people is when they get into that kind of shape because it's rare.
Right.
The point is it's rare to see someone change. Like, think of all the people in your gym who every month they look exactly the same.
And then
anyone who changes, like, you know, you went through a change, like you stick out like a sore thumb as you're changing because you're actually changing, which seems so ironic because isn't that what everyone in the gym's trying to do, change? And even in the gym, like, first of all, most people in the population don't work out at all, so they have no chance of changing, or they're changing the wrong direction. They're all just getting even worse shape year after year. Then a group of people go to the gym, and out of all of them, very few of them get anywhere. And
yeah.
So like to the average person, what you just did just must seem completely ridiculous, like crazy that your body changed that much. But then someone in the gym, it's still a bit remarkable because very few people in the gym even change. So it's like going this direction and actually create, it's so rare that like we there's just not very many people who've done this. So
Right, you kind of are the outlier.
oh, you 100, you're the outlier in a gym, and everyone in the gym is an outlier in society. So you're like an outlier in a group of outliers. So and that's like, that's why as soon as you do it, you have all this authority. Everyone's like, "Tell me how you did it." Like you can literally charge money just to speak because you're one of the few people who've done it. And what's everyone else going to say? Like, is he lying? No, because he just did it. So whatever you say matters now. At least in this
Actually,
field.
it's kind of odd when people do ask. You do have those people in the gym that you do somewhat associate with sometimes, and they will point out that they see a difference. And when you tell them that the way that I approach this kind of was is essentially throw out a good portion of what you've been taught through other means, and here's the way that I personally did it, and sometimes you get kind of a blank stare, but then as you, I mean, at the same time they were the ones that pointed out to you that you made a change, so
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just how it goes. All right, well, I mean, that's pretty good. I think unless you have anything else, I think this is a good place to leave it. What do you think?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, man. So, well, congratulations on the win and on the conditioning. The pictures look great. And for Cody Johnson, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Adonis Index podcast.